Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Good morning! You are listening to the Capital Forum, RBN's... We're not going to do the As the Stomach Turns anymore for Tom, but RBN's eclectic side of life. First of all, is everybody on? Tom and Sergey?
We're here. And by the way, it is May 1st, 2011, and good morning, everybody.
Well, good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Sergey. We have Dr. Roy Van Arsdale on, and he's a professor, and part of his studies is the New Madrid. So, Professor, you're on.
Well, thank you for having me on with you this morning.
Can you give everybody a little background in your background, just a little bit?
Sure. Well, I'll start with my research on the New Madrid seismic zone. That's been going on for about 25 years. I was with the University of Arkansas, came to Memphis about 20 years ago, and have been working essentially in my backyard for the last 20 years, trying to better understand the seismic zone.
A little of your past history.
Oh, to go back further? Okay. I received a bachelor's degree in geology from Rutgers University, and then I received a master's in geology from Cincinnati. I worked for a few years for Chevron Oil Company in California, and then I worked overseas for Union Carbide, looking for minerals in Africa, Australia, South America, and back to school to get a PhD at Utah. Then I taught for 5 years at Eastern Kentucky University, 9 years at University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and have been here at Memphis nearly 20 years.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's got some pretty good credentials.
So now it sounds like, in addition to the earthquake seismology of research you've been doing, it sounds like you might know something about the fracking going on, because there's a lot of people in Arkansas that are up in arms about the fracking down there.
Yes, I'm familiar with some of the side effects and some of the concerns. Obviously, the earthquakes that have been generated from this process is a concern, but typically they're quite small in magnitude and do more to frighten people than do any real damage.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are concerned about their water table being contaminated from the oil fracking, though.
Well, I know that that's a concern. The actual fracking process is going on beneath any water that's being extracted for drinking, beneath the aquifer systems, and from my understanding is it's contained. That is, it has a seal over top of it, geologic formations that don't allow the fracking solutions to move up into the aquifer systems. I think the problems that they've had is more not so much with the hydrofracking, but in getting the gas through the pipe to the surface, with problems with the pipe and not being taken care of properly.
Oh, and that's where the situation is, with some people reporting their water from their tap is actually flammable because it's contaminated.
Well, it's possible. Things like that have been found associated with old coal mines too, because the gas associated with coal can work its way into people's plumbing, but it's really quite rare in the hydrofracking aspect of things. I'm not aware of that being any kind of a real problem yet. The issue, I think, in some areas is that it's a very water intensive process.
And so, you hear that bumper music, Professor? We have a break coming up. We have a 3-minute break, and we'll take that, and we'll be back. Everybody, please listen to and support RBN sponsors, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Well, we are back, and we're here with Dr. Ben Arsdale, and we're talking about New Madrid, New Madrid Fault. Now, Sergey, you asked a question. Go ahead. Ask the question again.
why do you have so much interest in the New Madrid?
Well, my interest involves a number of aspects about the region. Of course, the earthquakes is the primary reason, but I'm also interested in the geologic evolution of the central United States. For example, the earthquakes that are occurring today are actually occurring along ancient faults that formed approximately 500 million years ago when the eastern United States was in the process of being ripped off, literally being torn off. And it didn't go to completion, but it did leave fundamental cracks in the Earth's crust. And part of that is what's called the Ruhrfoot Rift System. And so these deep faults that underlie this central Mississippi River Valley actually formed a long time ago, and they appear to get reactivated through time. And we are in currently a period of activity on some of those faults.
So Ruth goes back all the way to the past, when the United States didn't even exist, right?
Right. This would have been the configuration of the global continents looked quite different than what North America looks like today. We're talking deep time here when continents are in different positions on the globe in different configurations. And so just trying to understand the history going forward from those initial breaks in the Earth's crust and how the Mississippi River formed, for example, which is another very interesting story. This central part of the United States has passed over what's called a hot spot, and so that contributed to the geologic history of the region. And so there's a lot of the story of which we typically only hear that which is the most pressing, and that would be the earthquake story. But a lot has transpired leading up to the current earthquakes.
Now, our surface in this area is, in some areas, is very soft, and liquefaction of the actual ground can occur down here, and you have sand blows and all kinds of issues like that when the earthquake actually triggers.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the earthquakes of 1811, 1812 developed one of the most extensive liquefaction fields that has ever been documented on Earth. The area is huge that was affected. You can still see the effects of those earthquakes now, 200 years later. When you fly over the area at a low altitude, particularly during the summer months, except you can do it either way. Let's start with the winter months, where you'll see in the fallow fields light patches of sand with the dark around it, the clay gumbo. Those are actually point sources that were kind of like sand volcanoes, if you will, erupting out of the ground and shooting sand and water into the air and cascading back to give you circular patches of sand. It kind of looks like measles when you fly over the area today.
And those actually can shoot up 20 feet or more in the air, I understand. Is that correct?
Well, yes. And if you read some of the personal accounts, now granted they may be exaggerated somewhat, but some of the personal accounts talk about seeing the sand blows shooting to the tops of trees. Well, if that's true, this would have been old growth forest. So these would have been huge trees. And so if they went up halfway, they were over 50 feet high. They would have been shooting over 50 feet high.
Now, we have interesting timing. Just bring this up to the current situation. We have an interesting time. We have the Mississippi Valley flooding and government's Corps of Engineers proposing blowing levees to flood hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland. And we actually have an NLE 2011 drill with the military and local communities practicing for a major New Madrid fault happening all at the same time.
Well, of course, it's a coincidence that we're having this snow melt and heavy rains at the time of the drills. Of course, it's not a coincidence if you schedule your drill during the spring, but that's when you get the snow melt and the heavy rains.
Right.
But as far as these two occurring together, obviously it's a coincidence. But yes, both of these, of course, occurring. The issue about blowing levees, that is an area in southeast Missouri that was set aside for an emergency just like this. It should not be a surprise to anybody in that area that the Corps is planning to do this. I haven't kept on top of that. Maybe it's already been done. But that there's a spillway that's part of flood control of the Mississippi River Valley. I mean, that's what it was designed for. And so to take some of the water and give a temporary storage situation, or at least slowing down the rising of the flood in the downstream direction towards Memphis.
Yeah, and that's actually in what's referred to as Mississippi County and New Madrid County in Missouri. So it's interesting, right on top of the actual fault center. Now, well,
do you think that would affect my question, would the extra, is that going to help or hurt the situation with New Madrid?
Well, since we really don't know what is controlling New Madrid, we can't answer that honestly, because we don't. That's one of the fundamental questions, or perhaps the fundamental question about the New Madrid seismic zone. What is driving these earthquakes? Why do we have a 500-year recurrence on big earthquakes in this area?
Now, there's some connection, if I'm correct, to an area down close to California. Am I right with something dealing with the New Madrid, or am I wrong?
Well, no, there's no direct connection geologically between New Madrid and California. Some of the reasons why you hear California in the conversation quite frequently, though, is that we have we have models. We understand why the earthquakes are occurring in California. And so it's much easier to understand. But here in the mid-continent area, away from the plate boundaries, California is a fundamental crack in the Earth's crust that separates North America from the Pacific Ocean floor. And so that's a structure and a system that we understand. We are in the middle of a plate here in central U.S., and so we don't have a working model as to why stress is and strain accumulates in the area leading up to earthquakes. It's still a mystery.
We really don't know if this water flooding will have any impact or not, then, is what you're indicating.
We don't know. And, of course, there's been many floods through time, the 1927 flood, the 37 flood, and were huge, and we didn't have any coincident big earthquakes during those times. So if we just look at the history of flooding in the Mississippi, we don't have a correlation that we could point to.
Was this levee system defined as it is today, such where it was so concentrated, though, or is this maybe a different animal now than it was back in those days?
Well, as long as the water stays within the levees, it'll be quite different. Of course, that's one of the major reasons for the levee construction was to control flooding, and we'll see how successful the levee systems are for this spring event. Hopefully, they'll do well.
You know, Professor, there are maps that are floating around, and supposedly one of the sources of the maps comes from the United States Navy. And what it's indicating is actually a split in the continent to where the ocean, the Gulf, is actually connected to the Great Lakes. In other words, the Mississippi Valley becomes huge. It becomes up to like 100 or, 50 miles wide in certain spots. Does any of your work correlate to that at all? Is there a chance of that happening?
Well, no. But in past geologic time, the Gulf of Mexico extended all the way up into southernmost Illinois and probably further. But we're talking 65 million years ago to even greater than that. And that was also a time when sea level was much higher than what it is today. That's to get the oceans to extend over the continents to these types of distances, you have to have sea level rise, which means you've got to melt all the ice off of Greenland and off of Antarctica. And then you probably have to do other things as well to the Earth to get sea level such that it would rise to those great heights that it was 65 million years ago. So there are maps that showed you in distant time that the Gulf of Mexico extended much further north than it does today. But again, those were quite, geologically quite different times and climatically very different times as well.
So your studied research would indicate it would have to be a warming effect that would cause the ice to melt as opposed to a seismic event, which would be a catastrophic instantaneous event.
It'd probably have to be both.
Well, the other issue here in terms of what type of ground motion occurs with the earthquakes within the New Madrid seismic zone, most of that is horizontal movement. So we're not talking about sinking of the crust. We're talking about horizontal movement, kind of like, similar to what happens along the San Andreas. And so even if there were to be really big earthquakes in the mid-continent, there would be local uplift and subsidence, but nothing to the scale that you're suggesting.
Well, that's a relief.
That's what he's on.
Exactly. Well, that's good information.
He's our brain.
In your view, what causes the horizontal shift?
Well,
different fault lines, right?
Well, the North American continent, particularly that east of the Rockies, is being squeezed along about an east-west orientation, and it's related to the fact that the North American plate is drifting westerly. We can think of it as a push from the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. If you're familiar with the whole picture of plate tectonics and continental drift, you're following my drift here, but if it's new to you, this is pretty alien. But the North America is part of a plate, the outermost part of the globe, which is actually drifting in a westerly direction. It's being kind of pushed, and so this push is manifest as a squeeze.
We got some music, so let's hold on right here. Let's keep it. Now we're in the process of getting squeezed, so you guys wait. Take care.
Okay.
Be back here in a few minutes. This is Capital Forum.
And he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo. Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful.
We're back. We're not even going to wait for commercials here, I mean, for the music, because we need to get this in. Sergey, you had a question, then we're going to go to Tom's.
Yeah, so we talked about that before the break. I want to extend it to the to this question. Does it correlate with Earth's magnetic shift being, you know, changed?
Is there any connection between the earthquake cycle and the magnetic field switch cycle? Is that your question?
If there's a pole shift, as an example?
No. Certainly not directly, anyway.
Well, that's good news, but, yeah.
Yeah. That's still quite the mystery as to why the Earth's magnetic field shifts and reverses the way it does, but I've not seen any correlation between magnetic field reversals and... certainly with the New Madrid seismic zone. Whether there are some global effects perhaps related to volcanism, something like that perhaps, but I'm not aware of any kind of correlation between the two that you're asking about. Professor,
I believe volcanism has a little bit more to do with that.
Probably so,
kind of hand in hand. So we have just a few minutes left, so I'm going to throw out some real quick questions, so if you could be brief with your answers as well. Situation where the way I understand a New Madrid fault, we're in a part of a very soft area, but just west of us, I think there's more granite rock. So I understand
Correct.
That's one reason that New Madrid actually travels more eastwardly than westwardly. And we have a Callaway Nuclear Plant in Fulton County, which is west of the New Madrid. And I was just curious if that might be impacted or if it's all going to be traveling east.
Well, the energy radiates in a circle, so it's independent of direction. The type of ground motion you get is very much controlled locally, though, by the underlying strata. In the soft sediments, you get higher amplitude ground motion. The ground vibrates more. In hard rock, it vibrates less but more frequently. And so the ground, local ground that you're standing on, it very much influences the behavior of that ground during an earthquake. Now, the energy does radiate over a larger area in the central United States than it does on the West Coast. That's why we feel these relatively small magnitude 4.5 earthquakes up in Illinois over a very large area. So I would expect that if we were to have a big earthquake in the New Madrid seismic zone, it would be felt over a very large area, as it was in 1811, 1812. It was felt along the East Coast in Charleston, South Carolina, in Washington, D.C., and up into Canada, down into perhaps as far south as New Orleans.
So those size events are very much going to affect Memphis and St. Louis, we assume.
Yes. Yes.
If we ever have anything that approaches what happened in 1811 and 1812.
Now, a large part of St. Louis is on solid rock. The part that's on unconsolidated floodplain sediment, Mississippi River floodplain, they're going to have more ground motion than will the hard rock areas of St. Louis. So, it, again, very much depends not only on the distance from the epicenter, but on the material you're standing on and, of course, ultimately the size of the earthquake.
Well, Fulton is on, closer towards Jefferson City, in the kind of the central area there.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about, Tom?
Yeah, the Callaway Nuclear Plant, and that's where I understand the situation is pretty near where I'm at. There is a line of granite rock, which is like the professor refers to as very hard compared to the sand and gumbo that's in the Mississippi Valley. So there are certain people.
You're near caves, right?
Yeah, we have a very cave porous area. So it's actually, there's a cave system that goes through our property. It was interconnected with the whole county, and you could actually travel underneath the county underground at a certain point, according to a geologist that come and mapped out our cave system. And he actually speculated that the 1811-12 collapsed that system and severed our cave from the rest of the cave system.
Well, that's possible. It's surprising how little damage occurs in caves, but certainly there is some ceiling collapse. One of the interesting things that's being found in your area that you're talking about and over into Illinois in caves, they're finding evidence of prehistoric earthquakes preserved in stalactites and stalagmites in the fact that they break and fall to the floor, and they can date when they accumulate on the floor of the cave.
Wow.
So this is quite interesting research that's being done right now in your neighborhood.
Wow, that
so
is
basically, we need to get you over there to go walking around the holes in his backyard.
Well, yeah.
See?
So
he's got a great cave system over there.
Is your department actually working on that? You're actually working on that specifically, Professor?
I'm not, but there are people in Missouri and Illinois working in that because, well, it's in their backyard, so they're doing that research.
Interesting.
We're happy to have you come visit.
Now, do you actually teach courses in this, or is this just a sideline, a background?
Well, the University of Memphis, Department of Earth Sciences and the Center for Earthquake Research Information has a very strong emphasis on earthquake research, and we conduct various types of research here in the Mississippi River Valley, but also all over the world.
And do you have a website that people can go to follow up on this information?
Well, if you come to the University of Memphis and look for CERI, C-E-R-I, they have a very we have a very large website and lots of information there.
So would that be Memphis EDU?
Yes, that's correct.
All right,
we're going to be coming to a break, and it's going to be, you know, go ahead, give the information quick.
Yeah, www.memphis.edu, and then you can find out Professor Van Arsdale's information there.
Yes, look for CERI, C-E-R-I. Just type that in, and it'll take you to that website.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. Are we done?
For right now we are, but we're going to get you back another time.
Yeah, if you would come and share more information, that would be awesome, Professor.
All right. It's my pleasure.
Very good.
Thank you so much for being on the show. If you hold one moment, we're on a break now, right?
Yeah, we're
on. You should be on the break.
Century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone about 20 milligrams per day would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again,
you find gentlemen are actually fighting Agenda 21 over in your country.
Extend your life with
worldwide.
When I had a heart attack in 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now,
cleaning
out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And for those people who could hear us on the commercials, how are you, Al? Anyhow, we have what I would say a real treat on. We have Neil Foster, and I'm going to say the other one's name wrong. Is it Sidious?
It's Simon Murphy from Southern Independence.
Just smack me. Okay. But you can't do it because you're way over there. Okay. One gentleman from Scotland, one from Ireland, and we're going to be talking about their fighting, what we're fighting over there. So, and one of the big things we're talking about is Agenda 21. But there's so many other things. I just love their site. Go ahead. And their site is?
What is your site, gentlemen?
I was going to let them say that.
It's southernindependent.com. Southern Independent, we put out a newspaper and we have a website and we do events and things like that.
Okay. Real quick. So tell us a little bit about how you got into all this.
During the Lisbon campaign, basically to stop the Lisbon Treaty going through, a number of us got together and decided to put out a newspaper. Everybody was putting out, you know, flyers and posters and things like that, and it'd be done for the first Lisbon campaign. So there was a newspaper running, the UK column was running in the UK, and we were kind of talking to Brian Gerrish, and we decided to put the newspaper together. And we did, and we put out 375,000 copies of the paper around wow. around Ireland, which is quite substantial for a population of 4 million. And we campaigned to stop the Lisbon Treaty, but unfortunately it was stolen, as the political process works around the world nowadays. And
you mean that perhaps they would lie to us all? Go ahead.
Yeah,
they definitely lie to us. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. The you know the definitely the polls were, you know, completely wrong, and they stuffed the boxes. We were at the counts ourselves, and we saw, you know, unbelievable things happen. But we went on from there. The people loved the paper. We got a really, you know, good reception from it. We didn't realize so many people in Ireland were awake to other issues and to everything that was going on in terms of the New World Order. So, you know, we decided to carry on with the paper, and we're currently up to our fourth edition. We've been running for just over 2 years now, and we're growing strength to strength every month. And we started doing events, and our third event is coming up called the Master Plan, and we have a large event there to just the start of the year, and it was really good.
You know, when you talk about the Master Plan, doesn't that mean we're all slaves?
Yeah, well, this is, you know, the idea of the Master Plan is to kind of show, you know, everybody, you know, a number of different things that's going on. We have Richard Gage coming over to talk about 9/11. Luke Radowski coming over from We Are Change, also to talk about 9/11 and a few things like that. And Andrew Wakefield to talk about vaccinations, and the MMR specifically. And we've a number of different speakers, and we're having events in Dublin, Dundalk, Cork, and Edinburgh in Scotland.
Well, I think you have it a little better than we do, even though you're actually... One thing about the U.S., we were a little bit farther away, but and we're somewhat a little bit slow at it, but our government's trying to accelerate that. The good thing about you guys is that, and I'm going to say it, the IRA had a pretty good network, and many others who I think felt abandoned by all governments in the end, and they understood the fact that what had the importance of sovereignty, where I think Americans had kind of laid low in that. They just, it seems like, you know, the next thing on YouTube or the next thing on Xbox, whatever else, all those things took precedence to their sovereignty, and they didn't see or didn't care to see it was going away.
Yeah, that's kind of happened here as well, to be honest. In the last, you know, 20 years, we had our fake boom, which they called the Celtic Tiger. You know, they really boost the country up money-wise. A lot of people, you know, this country has slipped Ireland anyway, and I know the UK is the same, Neil will tell you, but, you know, people have stopped caring. All they care about is... you know, how much is in their pocket, and, you know, it's become a very, you know, selfish kind of nation as well. People are stuck watching reality TV and, you know, the X Factor, which I know you guys get, and, you know, all this type of rubbish. So, you know, it is pretty much the same. The IRA, I suppose, back then, you know, it was great that they did stand up to the British establishment. But, you know, now really it's kind of broken up. We need people to get up, not in the same way as the IRA dealt with it, but we need people to rise up and start fighting back for their rights.
Now, I think, if I remember correctly, because I have relations in your neighborhood, actually, but at least in Scotland, some in Ireland, but mostly in Scotland, Princess Di kind of settled the IRA, if I remember correctly at the time, when she married Prince Charles, it appeared to be a little softener because of her Scottish roots. With the and I almost always thought the Queen did that for that reason. By putting Princess Di in there, it kind of settled the Scottish question and some of the Irish problems that was going on because of her lineage, so to speak. And I think it did get a little better as far as that, because they felt that their voice was being heard. Diane was a very big one for, you know, letting people realize and the importance of other people. But I think in all over the globe, you're talking about the same shows are on your TV. Well, there's a globalism of mindless dummyism.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Stupidism, I call it.
Yeah. Well, the big one is reality TV. Okay, if that's my reality, I'd like to shoot something. And I don't even have a gun. I should get one, I know. Tom, everybody else always tells me I need to get one.
Well, we can't. You're fortunate you still got that ability.
Well, okay. What got you into specifically, what I was looking for, everything that we're fighting is the same thing you're fighting. I mean, we're talking about globalism. We're in the same, maybe everybody needs to know this, we're all in the same boat, and we're sinking. Go ahead.
I think we've probably got a better grasp of it over here because we've got the European Union, and, that's kind of a mini control system. It's a separate state now, the European Union, and we're all just provinces. We have no say in anything.
Well, they're trying to do that here. It's called the North American Union.
But I mean, we have no say whatsoever, and clowns, I suppose, in the European Parliament. They're just totally unelected. Nobody voted for them, and. I think the first time I checked them out, there was 15, 16 of them had direct links to the Soviet Communist Party. And, yeah, I mean, that's all you need to know. That's where we are in the Soviet Union of Europe.
Well, Sergei can tell you about that one.
Sorry?
Sergei's from the Ukraine. Well, one of our co-hosts. He's an American now, but Sergei, say hello.
Hi.
I've spent some time in Eastern Europe, so I've kind of seen the Soviet system, and it's very much taking hold in the UK, that's for sure.
But now the Soviet Union isn't per se taking over Europe, it's just Europe's having a competing socialist network established with the European Union and other such entities.
I would disagree partly.
I think it's bigger than that. I think it is the new Soviet Union.
Yes.
So which way you've seen it?
So you think the Soviet Union is actually playing a part in this, or
the new French Prime Minister, was a Soviet.
Yes.
If you go back and you take a look at all what they've done, the one thing about France is they people of France don't listen. So, which is good. That's the reason why it hasn't really changed majorly, because they all go out and sit in the middle of everywhere and have a sit down and stop all traffic and. Yeah. Then their new prime minister doesn't get much done. Okay, but there is an underlying push to what they're supposedly ex-Soviets all through Europe in charge.
Yeah, there are, yeah.
Well, they broke the system, the Soviet Union. Now they have another one much bigger in Europe called European Union.
We're talking about in the European Union, Sergei. There is a lot of what they call ex-Soviets, which are definitely putting the same system in.
Well, they're actually called Commissars.
That's right.
That's their official title, and there's 27 of them. And I think at least half of them are ex-Soviet party members.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not just foot soldiers. I mean, high up.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was interesting. After World War II, we brought in a lot of Nazis over to the United States, and they became very infiltrated in not only the corporations but also in government bureaucracy. What you're saying is being set up shop is a lot of the Soviet Union czars and such are actually taking positions in the European Union. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, they're calling them there. They're appointing people in Britain and they're calling them czars as well.
That's right.
You know,
there's five. Isn't that right? If you use your numbers right, I count five.
In Britain. I'm not sure, to be honest. But I used to hear the term used now and again.
Okay, well, I know of five very high ex-Soviets who are not necessarily ex, who are very influential in the new spy systems going on in the UK.
Well, we brought Circus, what's his, Wolf, what the heck, I can't remember his name. Wolf was over here. There was actually a couple of people that helped put up our system, Chertoff and...
Right.
Chertoff and Wolf were instrumental in our internal spy system, so...
There's a few more, but yes.
The cameras even David Cameron is links to the Russian aristocracy, as does Nick Clegg.
Wow, yeah.
And... The mayor of London, Boris Johnson's the same.
That's right.
They've all got ties to the old Russian aristocracy. Yeah. I think Nick Clegg still is in the state in Ukraine, I believe.
Correct. When I first started looking at this system, we're talking about 12, 13 years ago for legislation, okay, that's the first thing I was looking at, how many Soviets were being pushed into... what do you want to call it, underlying systems. They weren't the figurehead on top. They were just below them and all over the U.S. And Sergey, you and I have had this conversation before, I was speaking to you about, because the old Soviet Union, the what do you call it, the bosses of the Soviet Union, they didn't just go away. They're still all there. And the system is getting bigger and bigger, and they are the kind of the driving force behind this system. That's the cameras on the street corners. That's use of RFID technologies, use of tracking systems, cell phone trackers. This, everything, it is the old Soviet Union. The only difference is they have all the technical machines now.
Well, yeah. Some people, yes. They still in power right on the top. But latest what they do now, they want to implement, start from next year, to create the Russian National ID.
Mm-hmm.
Its concept is very similar to National ID in the United States.
Well, it's the same one. It's the exact same one. And the same database being put in for it.
Actually, the information will not be limited to just, you know, who you are, address, and...
Nope.
I mean, it's just all records will be combined together.
All your medical records, your what do you call it, how much money you have, where you live, your bank accounts,
right.
Everything so about one, you from the grave.
So I want to just expand a little bit on that. What happened, the Russian Orthodox Church didn't like that. They step in, and it's very powerful, influential. So they actually had a conversation, and they have a really good dialogue about that with the Russian government. So government decided to do not on mandatory at this point, but on volunteer basis. It's somebody who wants to. He can get or she can get that, but not mandatory at this point, which is a good thing, I think. But I don't know what will happen in the nearest future. Eventually, they may turn around and mandate everyone. I don't know that part.
When the federal governments in any state, any country, have a right to have all the cards in their hand, when the guys on top can be the one that makes sure that they're the ones to count, they're the ones to do all those things... If somebody's got all the cards, they can tell you whatever they say is facing them. You don't know it. They're going to do it anyway if we don't stop them.
Yeah. I think it's the same system here in Britain where they say you can voluntarily collect your ID card, you know. Mm-hmm. But bring proof of identification. Bring along
That's
proof
right.
of identification. So, I mean, why do you need an ID card if you've got identification?
That's yeah. right. And not only that, you can't... Here we have... the way they did it in a tricky way, you have to have a government issued ID showing you're legally present in the United States. Well, legally present means that it's a very specific thing. It's from the federal government. Well, they put it into the states in order for you to be able to get a driver's license or an identification card. Well, you can't have a bank account unless you have a government-issued identification card. You can't have this unless you have a government-issued identification card. In order to do that, you must have on a database your birth certificate. You must have verification of any name changes, all this other stuff. Basically, it's an enormous combination between the early Nazi era and the Russian era, kind of combined.
Luis, I want to ask you a question. Can you have the, instead of birth certificate, the certificate of live birth instead?
Yeah, actually, one you have to do is the, well, we've got a break coming up. I'll answer that when we come back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Television lights, they tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today?
We're back. This is the Capital Forum. And we're almost at the 9 o'clock hour, but we have a few gentlemen on. We have Neil and Simon, one from Scotland, one from Ireland. We're talking about the same thing that's happening here, is happening there. It's happening all over the world. So we're trying to make changes here, and the best way to understand what's coming our way is what's already happened to them.
One little tidbit that came out during a commercial break is I asked a question about in the United States during our last census. We had random questionnaires sent out, but evidently in Ireland and probably Scotland as well, is they actually had it mandatory where they had all these obtrusive questions, and instead of random, it was a mandatory thing, and you're still fighting that right as we speak. Is that correct?
Well, I set fire to mine in the kitchen sink. So that's the end of mine.
So now what's going to happen? You won't get a card, so you won't be a person. You'll just be off the... how's this all going to play out over there?
I have no idea. They put a card through my door a couple of weeks ago saying that if I hadn't filled in the form yet, I could return it in the envelope supplied. So that's my next move. I'll say I posted it. Well, I'll see what happens.
In my case in Ireland, they've called every day for the last kind of week and a half, and they just keep on insisting that it has to be filled in, it's the law, and it has to be returned. But I've been kind of avoiding them up till today. It has on the form that if they don't collect it by the 1st of May, that it can be posted. So I posted it.
So if you disappear off the air with us today, we'll know they came and grabbed you, correct?
Yeah.
But all you have to do on that, I'm still telling you, there was in the UN, there was a fight, negotiable, whatever you want to call it, and there's been court cases going to the UN on this, and there should be a place there. All you have to do is fill out. They'll ask everything, but all you have to fill out is how many persons is in the home. And I think it's just your name or whatever else, but nothing else.
Yeah, he actually said that. He goes, look, I need it back. If you can, you know, if you can just leave it blank and sign it and return it and then hand it in. But it's a bit of a trap, because if you do sign it and you don't fill it in, the actual law in Ireland says that it must be filled. So if they get it back unfilled, then they can possibly, you know, start court proceedings or something like that. So...
Well, I believe all you legally have to do is how many persons in the home, as if I remember correctly. I got to go back and look at it, but we'll talk later. I'll find out for sure. But see, this is the thing that I've been warning, and I've been fighting this, and the guys here know, in the legislature in Missouri and throughout the United States to other legislators, trying to let them know what's coming. Problem is, I'm not going to say we have our legislators aren't necessarily bright, but they're usually blinded by liquor, food, and a pat on the back, or somewhere else for that matter. Anyway, the point is that these people really don't know what they're doing. Okay, and that's the real issue.
Yeah, no, I get that. They're following orders, and they don't really know. Yeah, the control grid that's been set up around them.
You know, one of the interesting things going on right now, I think the database company here in the United States, I believe, is level one, and they are being purchased by a French company. So it's just all leading up to this huge international database that's going to be folded in. And we have a three-minute break again coming up, and we'll be back. Everybody, please listen to and support sponsors, and please exchange some of your Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver with Republic Trading Group, and you can get a hold of Jeff at Republic Trading Group and get some real money in your hands. Back in three.